listening to the Close to Home podcast, where we believe your home should feel like your favorite place, not just a space. Tune in to get your questions answered, hear from experts, and learn the newest trends, how-tos, and stories to live your best life at home. This is the Klaus Corner, a once-a-week tidbit of wisdom from the host of the Close to Home podcast, Brennan Klaus.
Hey everyone, so you've made it to a couple days before closing and you're wondering, what do I need to do on my final walkthrough? Well, stay tuned. Today I'm going to review the top five things that you need to do on your final walkthrough before closing. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. Today I'm covering the top five things that you need to do before your final walkthrough to close on your home. Now, typically the final walkthrough is done up to 3 days before closing, and it's your last chance as a buyer to make sure that everything was completed to your satisfaction and that nothing is wrong with the home before you actually close on the home. So today I'm gonna talk through the top five things that you need to do during your final walkthrough of the home. So first and foremost is if you negotiated any repairs during the contract process and during your inspection, you want to test and make sure that those repairs were completed to your satisfaction. So if you do want to have your inspector back out to the property, you need to do that during those final 3 days during your final walkthrough to make sure that those repairs were completed. Anything that you negotiated that the seller complete should be done before those 3 days prior to closing. So that's the first thing. The second thing you want to do is test all of the appliances in the home. So we all know appliances can sometimes break depending on how old they are or how often they've been used. And so you want to go through and make sure you test all of the appliances in the home and make sure those are still working before you actually close on the home. Number three, you want to test all of the lights in the home and light switches and make sure that those are still working. Oftentimes people will also test the outlets and make sure that nothing has been changed with the outlets and that those all still work. So you wanna go through and make sure to test all of the electricity and make sure that everything is still working. Number four, you wanna check for any leaks in the plumbing. So you wanna turn on all of the places where water might be available and make sure that there's no leaking happening. So open up the cabinets underneath the sink, make sure that there's nothing dripping onto those cabinets below the sink, and make sure that there are no leaks that you can spot both inside and outside of the home. And number five, you wanna test the hot water. So make sure to test the hot water, turn those sinks on while you have them on, turn them to hot, make sure the water is getting warmer and that the water heater is still working. So those are the top five things you wanna test. Now, if you have any other questions, now is a great time to get those answered by the seller right before you close. So you wanna make sure if you have any questions about anything in the home, or anything that you might want to know before you close, you want to have those answered right before closing. So ask your agent to get those questions answered for you right before closing. So there you have it. Those are the top five things that you want to test during your final walkthrough before you close. If you have any questions about walkthroughs or anything else related to real estate, we'd love to help. You can reach out to us, call, text, email, or direct message us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Close to Home podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at closetohomepodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media with the hashtag closetohomepodcast. Thanks for tuning in this week, and be sure to tune in again next week for another episode of the Klaus Corner.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'd love to get this podcast into the earbuds of other people just like you. Will you do me a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts right now and leave me a review? All you have to do is find that purple Apple Podcasts app, go to Close to Home, and leave me a review. I'd really greatly appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in.